This Money News podcast is brought to you by Audi Parramatta. For an offer less taxing on the A model range, audiparramatta.com.au.
Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
And Roger Montgomery, of course, from rogermontgomery.com and Scaffold.
How are you, Ross?
I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself, Roger?
I'm very, very well. That last caller, very interesting. And the reason why they're trying to preserve the euro is because Greece isn't the only country in it. It benefits Germany to have Greece in the euro.
Oh, that's because it keeps, because it keeps the euro down for Germany's exports. Which keeps Germany more competitive.
Exactly.
So as a result, they can get cheap BMWs, cheap Volkswagens and cheap Mercedes out of the door.
People can afford to buy them, that's right.
Except for one other small point about that, and that is that the people in Greece might not feel very happy about that, seeing as they're the ones unemployed and they're the ones losing their pensions.
Hence the burning rubbish on the side of the road.
Correct. And so this is the point about whether Greece really needs to be bailed out and propped up by Germany, or otherwise somebody somewhere has to go and forgive a few debts, which is exactly what Yanis Varoufakis was talking with us about.
Well, Bono from U2 has been talking about that for decades.
That would really help things out, won't it?
Debt forgiveness.
Yes, that's right. The U2 front man. Let's have a chat about our stock market. Things look more buoyant.
Look,
you've been telling me for weeks that there's no value in the market. But
no,
somebody's
that's right.
finding value in the market.
Well, no, they're not necessarily finding value. They're just buying.
They perceive they're finding value in the market.
But Roscoe, even the steam on dog turds early in the morning rises, and you know, rubbish rises. And what I've noticed is companies like Qantas. I just did.
I know you did.
Qantas is a rubbish piece of investment. You would not want to own Qantas, right? So the reason why it's going up is because there's speculation that Mark Carnegie and John and Singo and all those boys are going to do something there, right?
We just heard from Jerry, and Jerry just told us that he's an independent investor. He's been in and out of Qantas many times over, and he just thinks that they're cheap at the moment.
Right, well, that might be true. And I think on a breakup valuation, that's probably right. But as an ongoing business, you wouldn't want to touch it. But companies like BlueScope, my gosh, you wouldn't want to own that business. If you own that outright, you'd be very, very, you'd be much poorer today than you were 10 years ago. Arium, you know, another business. Qantas I've already mentioned. You know, so many businesses that are poor quality have been going up. And we made the observation today at the office that, you know, today was one of the very few days that we've underperformed the market. And we thought, well, you know what, eventually the turds stop steaming and these good companies, their rise can't be...
Your office must be a bit fast and loose in there, are you?
Well, we just think it's a lot of rubbish stocks. How do we beat a market when the rubbish is rising? You know,
right,
we can't.
Okay, you know, all right, you make that point. However, you and I have talked about this previously.
Yes.
And that is the Commonwealth Bank of Australia is now worth $95 billion.
Yeah, but the NAB isn't worth any more than it was 10 years ago.
And it's up by 38% in the past year.
Yeah, and that's great. And that's a good quality business. That's a great quality company. And I've mentioned that one here before. The issue is the NAB, for example, isn't a good quality business. Its intrinsic value has gone sideways for 10 years. And so has the intrinsic values of the other businesses that I mentioned. Now, I think we've got to go to a break, Roscoe.
Well, thank you very much for organising
that,
Roger. I appreciate it. We do. Let's come back with more of Roger Montgomery after this. Welcome back to Money News. 6 minutes to Roger Montgomery in the chair, talking the stock market with us right now. Roger, I want to talk two big stocks right now.
All right.
Stocks that you said really, well, no, you probably said these were okay, but one of them I know that you really, really love. And let's start with this one. Up by almost 70% in the past year.
Does this start with a C?
It does. This stock
and an
is
S.
now $50.
And an L.
Worth $25 billion, CSL.
Yes.
Phenomenal performance.
Yes, thank you very much.
But the question, and you did.
It's our third biggest position in the Montgomery Private Fund.
All right. And to be fair to anybody who listens to this program, you have been a fan of it for a long, long time. Are you still a fan of it? Despite that big jump?
Yeah, I'll tell you why it's jumped. It's jumped because they've announced that on a constant currency basis, their profit will rise next year by 20%, which is massive. And that's on a constant currency basis. Now, I've got a view.
And the reason why I'm saying this is because the shares today, even today after they've made that announcement, up by almost 7%. So it's massive for a stock that's come that far to have such a big jump on top of that.
Yes, and the point of their announcement is it's on a constant currency basis, which means assuming the Australian dollar stays where it is against the US dollar and other currencies. But I believe that the Australian dollar in the next 12 months could actually decline. And if it does decline, then the value of the US dollar profits that it makes when it transfers them back into Australian dollars will be even higher.
If the Reserve Bank has anything to do with it, the dollar will decline.
They're selling a fair bit, aren't they?
I'm going to talk about one of the stock before we go because Tony sent us a note. Roger, Telstra, sell or hold. And interestingly, for those who don't know, Telstra shares past 12 months up 48.7%.
Yes. Look, I don't think it's worth anywhere near where it's trading. It's rallied because people have chased yield. They're unhappy with the interest they're getting on their cash at the bank.
Hang on, Roger. If interest rates continue to fall, which many people predict that they will, then these stocks will keep on rising.
Well, they might keep rising, but eventually interest rates will turn up and they'll stop rising. The issue is what the business is worth. You're owning a piece of a business, Roscoe. We've talked about this. You're buying a piece of a business. You're not buying a stock that goes up and down on a screen.
Well, you're buying cash flow, aren't you? So the cash flow from the dividends is what you're buying, which is worth more or less depending on where interest rates are.
I'd rather get a good yield off an excellent business that's been bought cheaper than its intrinsic value.
But you're saying Telstra's not an excellent business?
No.
Why?
Why? Because it's earning the same profit next year as what it earned 10 years ago. It hasn't grown $1.
It's got a dominant market share.
It hasn't grown a dollar.
Oh, come on, Roger.
It hasn't. And the share price has gone down.
It's better growth out of its mobile.
And the share price has halved in that time.
Better growth out of its broadband. I'll tell you what, that's the program for tonight. Roger and I will fight here for another half an hour or so, but we'll see you same time right here tomorrow.
See you next time.
On Money News.